Shaylee Peters here, and it's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. This week, we are visiting with Jerry Valesky, range and forage specialist, and Jerry talking this week about turnout dates.
One important component of a grazing plan is estimating when we might be able to turn out or begin the new grazing season. In the spring, there's always anticipation about when and how much it will rain. This, as well as temperature, are the two primary factors that might affect pasture turnout date. Over the last few years, we've seen some big differences in our spring temperatures and precipitation, and this has markedly impacted how soon and how much spring pasture growth that we had. Early season grazing relies heavily on cool season grasses, with April temperature and precipitation supporting the initial growth, and then the majority of their growth occurring during the month of May. With early season grazing, be sure to closely monitor the amount and progression of new grass growth to ensure that livestock have an adequate amount to meet their nutritional needs. For pastures that have a mixture of cool and warm season grasses, identify those that have the greatest amount of cool season species and use those first. Rapid rotations can also be used to capitalize on early growth over a greater number of pastures.
All right, that's been this week's update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.